I am David Allen Carmichael, and you have so much in the news. There's so many things going on, a lot of crazy stuff. I actually have an article that I found regarding the last year report of Mr. Obama's charitable giving, is specifically what it was about, and we're going to talk about that today on this Faith and Freedom show. Before I go there, I have something that was sent to me, and I noticed that it's not in the mainstream news. This was actually sent to me. It was emailed to me. It's a WorldNet Daily Report by a gentleman, Bob Unruh. This WorldNet Daily Report, this is actually a very important news report. And as we've talked about before, sometimes we have to try to figure out who is it that is determining what we would consider news. Some things that we ought to know about that certainly are news as far as our personal concerns and our community and society's concern may not be reported. And it may be the interest of the people, the faction who actually owns the media organizations may have an interest to have us be focused on certain things in news and not others. So let's put on our critical thinking skills. Let me go ahead and read to you. This article is called, it's a portion of WorldNet Daily's reports from, they call it the Northern Exposure. It says, Canada orders ministry by Christians shut down. This is a quote from those people. Nothing we would do could please them. The Canadian government has ordered a Christian ministry that teaches doctrine and the differences between Christians and cults shut down because its reference materials were critical of the beliefs of those who are not Christian. That is what WorldNet Daily has learned. The reason I'm bringing this up first and foremostly is what I talk about on this Faith and Freedom show would be a crime. The things that I say would be a criminal activity, would be something I could be put in jail for, that they would shut me down. And I'm not really sure these things, these guys called themselves a ministry, and we're going to see through this article that they actually had to have a license for something. There were things they were selling. One of the things that we're not doing here is selling. We have this kind of thing where we say, support your, you know, our airtime while you encourage and support your favorite charity. Those actually who are being supported and advertised on this Faith and Freedom show aren't paying anything, and actually nobody's paying for it. We're actually doing it gratuitously. We're going to keep doing it. So we're going to stick with this non-commercial activity on this commercial radio station. And the wonderful thing is, you can't do, there's a point where if you're doing things that aren't within the Commerce Clause, a certain amount of things that the government can't do. And I'm not sure how much tie that would have in Canada. But what I'm doing on this show, these apologetics that I use, these issues, talking about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong, because they would offend people who disagree with me, it could be considered a hate crime in Canada. Let's go on and read this article. So what used to be called McGregor Ministries, with offerings in how to recognize and eliminate faulty fads in Christian churches, has been recreated in the United States and now operates under the name MM Outreach Media Ministries. Lori McGregor, who has dedicated her life to explaining the straight and narrow of Christian belief since she found her way out of Jehovah's Witnesses system years ago, told WorldNet Daily Canada's version of a hate crimes law prevented their work from continuing as it had for nearly 30 years. I will say, let me go ahead and quote what she said. She said, in quotes here, Canada is no longer a Christian nation, she said, and watch out America. Canada is no longer a Christian nation, she said, and watch out America. A few weeks ago, we had somebody give an input on the comments on our blog on www.faithfreedoms.net. Somebody gave comments with regard to my statement of the reason why our public schools cannot teach values is because religion is excluded from the curriculum. And I wasn't necessarily trying to say we're supposed to be using government and tax dollars to force people into a Christian dogma. I was just explaining part of our catastrophe in this country is that the Christian precepts are being excluded from consideration in the civil public areas, especially in education. And I said that this was a Christian nation. This was founded as a Christian nation. It may not be a Christian government, but it's a Christian nation. And somebody took offense at that and sent me some strong words. sent strong words to me. What they said was, it is not a Christian nation. Well, look at what this person says. She says, Canada is no longer, presuming it once was, a Christian nation. And watch out, America. Interesting comment. I'm going to continue on with the article. The issue of the ministry's charities license. It's a charities license in Canada. You know, you can get a charities license in Virginia. If you're operating a church or a truly operation of religion, you don't need to get a charities license, but you can. You can get a charities license in Virginia. But if you're truly a ministry of religion, you're immune from that. You're not under a commerce clause. The issue of this ministry's charities license in Canada, allowing it to operate as a ministry, came up during a routine audit of the ministry's finances, which was uneventful. Allowing it to operate as a ministry. Think about in America, we're starting to get a mindset that ministries have to be allowed to operate. Allowed to operate. There's presumption that there's a requirement to have a license to do that which is really a mandate from Almighty God. So if we begin to having to license ministry, if you're going to license something, it means you can prohibit it. So here in Canada is a good example. They're licensing a ministry, and so they've prohibited it. Now we're quoting Mrs. McGregor. The auditor that originally looked at our books told us her supervisor had said she want us shut down. Isn't that interesting? This is a auditor of their books. Their supervisor wanted their ministry shut down, and Mrs. McGregor went on to say Canada has very strong hate laws. She said the ministry points out the differences between Christianity and various cult beliefs, but also with respect and never as a proponent. She said the work always is in response to a question or issue. I find it interesting that they've restricted their activities to responding to a question or an issue instead of being a proponent. Very, very, very interesting. Folks, we need to take note. There's been a hate crimes bill passed in our federal government, and it's had some effects on people's speech. People have actually been put in jail in spite of a senator saying that it was not a hate crimes bill or a hate speech bill. But we'll be back.
Are you looking for a good way to help others who are helping others? Let us advertise your favorite ministry organization, and your advertising gift will support our Faith and Freedom broadcast airtime costs at the same time. Come join us in our Give Unto Others advertising campaign. Contact us by phone at 757-850-1245 or by email at faithfrontier@verizon.net.
This Faith and Freedom broadcast is brought to you by Freedom Ministries. You can find out more about Freedom Ministries on the internet at www.faithfreedom.org or by calling 757-850-1245.
I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
I'm going to be quoting somebody here, but I don't know who this person is. We've got indications that they're from the late 19th century, or late, yeah, 19th century. The man's name is G. Norman Colley. It's actually a pretty good statement. I'm talking about Canada hate laws. Oh, I gave some feedback to, I think at the time was Senator Allen, and then I made a comment to him when he was in the U.S. Senate. He had made a comment that they published in the newspaper about the new hate crimes bill. And I made a comment to him. I said, do you realize what's going to happen? Have you seen what's happened in Canada? And he said back, he responded, he said, no. This is a hate crimes bill. It confers federal jurisdiction when there are certain crimes that are happening because somebody hated somebody. I've always been of the opinion that hate itself, being judged upon your hate, is something that's left to the creator of the universe to judge. There's appointed for man for once to die, and then the judgment. The purpose of government is to police those behaviors, not necessarily the motives. You have to sometimes judge between premeditated activities and just run-of-the-mill kind of knee-jerk passion activity sometimes, but the hate thing is a little bit weird. It starts getting to this really weird gray area, so that a big kind of a global-minded government starts to intervene in your situation, and their excuse is as an issue of hate. So in other words, it gives them kind of an excuse to come against your opinions. So it's kind of strange. And I've actually seen, especially in Pennsylvania, that people were put in jail for the hate crimes, federal hate crimes, because one group didn't like what they had to say. When the person that was being arrested was arrested for disturbing the peace, suddenly the disturbing of peace became a hate crime because of the content of what was being said. Fortunately, in those cases, the courts had a little common sense. And they weren't as passionate as the executive agencies that were putting these people in jail. And the courts kind of did the old, you've got to be kidding. All they said was their opinion, and it disagrees with yours, but you don't put them in jail for it. My goodness gracious. So fortunately, and I know there was one case in South Carolina that happened where they actually sued the people who did the arresting, and the arresting people had to pay $50,000. So, but it created a problem. It created a conflict in America, something that's going on in Canada, where people are being put in jail because they have certain comments. I'm going to say some, what to some would be some hateful speech. I'm actually going to be quoting some things that others would consider a crime in Canada. And we have to stop and think about it. What's going on in America? What's the constitutional basis, the biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong over the issue? This auditor told Mrs. McGregor that the auditor's supervisor wanted to shut this place down. So she said the ministry points out differences between Christianity and what she considers cult beliefs. And this is what one of her contentions, Mrs. McGregor said, when a group such as Jehovah's Witnesses said of our doctrine, we're worshiping a freakish three-headed God, we should be able to respond. She said, we say, here's the doctrine of the Trinity, and here's where it is in the scripture. That, however, violates Canada's hate crimes laws, and the ministry was ordered to either make wholesale changes in its presentations or shut down. There was nothing we could do that would please them. They wanted us, every time we criticized something, to say, so essentially, Christianity is equal to Buddhism, Islam, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses. You just decide for yourself. We cannot do that, she said, at a work she and her husband, Keith, have spent their lives assembling. She gave us an ultimatum that we needed to say that all religions are equal. And Lori McGregor was to stop writing the magazine on cults, and they were supposed to remove their websites, stop selling products to help teach people about cults, and any future DVDs that we do on the Bible must not be persuasive. The couple alerted friends in email. We could not live under those restrictions. Now, what I find interesting, she says, we chose to shut down the ministry, and we are in Washington to sign papers to start up a U.S. corporation and also start the long process of applying for 501c3 status in the U.S. I'd like to contact this person and find out why they're actually operating 501c3 status. I wonder if they've read the 501c3 status. I wonder if they've gone on down to 508 and 509 of the same code, and they might find that they are completely in the mandatory exempt status, and they don't even know it. So that's interesting. That would sure solve some of their paperwork requirements. I just wonder if they've actually read that far. We have been told that within 5 to 10 years, the U.S. government will be in the same position as a Canadian government, and they will also go after Christian apologetics groups. Now, that's me. So I saw the big A, the apologetics groups. You know what I'm doing? Apologetics. I mean, this is crazy. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a guy talking about the age of the earth. He's going to be talking apologetics. In fact, my guest last week, used a four-letter word. He said fool. And he was almost quoting the Bible. And he was talking about people who have a different opinion about the age of the earth. And now you would say in Canada, if they had taken what he said and professing to be wise, they became fools. I just quoted the Bible. Professing to be wise, they became fools. It's Romans 1, verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools. He's alluding that those who maybe disagree with him in Canada, they would say, yeah, those people you disagree with, you've just called a fool. That's a crime in Canada.